Castle. All right, it's Castle Council time. It's Tuesday night. Welcome to the show, the Early Late Show, with myself, Stephen Castle, Radio Today. And we're in studio tonight with another lot of guests, and probably the most people I've had in studio. We've got four people in studio tonight. I'm going to get through all the names here. Let me just do a quick hello from everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, that was an unsure hello. All right, so welcome to Castle's Council. It's Tuesday night, and in studio with me tonight, we've got three, I would call, contestants. That's probably the right word. Challenge takers. We say challenge takers. And one rule of the roost. Boss lady. Okay, we'll call it like that. Okay, and then we'll explain a little bit more. Yeah. So yeah, it's Tuesday night. It's the what is the day today? Oh yeah, the 13th of April, and in studio we got the three guys that took part in a 12-week transformation, fat loss, weight loss, body morphing, whatever. I don't know what to call it. You guys can tell me in a moment. Challenge that went on, and they've reached the end of their 12 weeks, and we got them in studio tonight to tell us a little bit about their journey and why they did it and did they succeed. So we're going to get to it. I'm going to start on my left for those who not can see this, because no one can see this. So I'm on my left. I'm struggling tonight, huh? All right, I'm starting with Wayne Broderick. Is that right? Did I say it right? I'm famous for getting names wrong. So Wayne Broderick.
Yeah, Wayne Broderick, that's us.
Okay, Wayne's there. And then we got next to him, we got Ryan Jobert.
That's right.
Follow, just talking there for me?
That's right.
Talk Ryan again. Jobert. Why isn't it just go heavy into it?
Ryan Jobert.
There, get intimate, there. Treat it like an ice cream. Don't eat it all. All right, and third in line here is Ricard Joseph. Am I right there?
Yes, you are.
So I'm getting good. And then we've got Helen Mercer. Am I right there?
Yes.
Okay, I get the names. Yes. That must be the boss.
You need to spell it now.
Okay. All right, so basically, for the listening, you guys are going to give us a little bit of info into it. You guys did a 12-week challenge, and you've reached the end of it. When was the end of that? Okay, and this is a broad, so anybody wants to give a go at this. When was the end of the challenge? When did it finish, guys? Don't all answer at once.
Yeah, it's last week Wednesday.
So okay, get a bit close and intimate with that one. Don't be scared.
I don't give you the date because I don't know. But last week Wednesday, all we knew it was Wednesdays were D-days.
Wednesdays were D-days. Yeah, why were Wednesdays D-days?
Typically your every second one was your weigh-in and accountability, although you had daily, but every second Wednesday was kind of your weigh-in. And then it ended on the last Wednesday, which was last week Wednesday.
Okay, so last week Wednesday.
Yeah.
So the three guys are the ones that took part in the challenge, and Helen, you were part of the looking after the challenge.
Yes, I was. I was part of the team.
The challenge was called Fat to Fit.
Fat to Fit. That's
good. Fat to Fit. Okay. So Helen, why Wednesdays? What's the reason for Wednesday? Why did they do this on Wednesday?
Well, we started on a Wednesday.
Why did you start on a Wednesday?
I'm not even sure. The head of the team.
Okay, so just
we start on the Wednesday.
Just the day when everybody was ready to go.
Yeah. Really shit days to start. Sorry. But like a Monday, it's you never start anything on a Monday.
All right, so we're going to apologize to the broadcast for Wayne's use of the profanity. Okay, but just a quick thing while we're talking, guys, is don't be scared of the mic. Yeah? You can get into it. And if you just get close to it, as I said, like an ice cream. Just don't lick it. All right, so you finished last week, and it's over. Okay, so the question I'm going through you guys, just Wayne, a little bit about yourself. Why take part in this challenge? What is the reasoning behind the challenge? What do you do? What is your thought behind why you would take on a 12-week challenge to do anything like this?
So obviously I'm a dad and obviously a husband. And
that's your wife now.
Let's hope so. So being 40 years old, giving my age away, it was time to change my lifestyle. Being a paramedic full-time has its challenges, and I just couldn't keep going on with the the uncomfortable feeling that I constantly had, being out of breath, just trying to tie my shoelaces. So it was time for a real shake-up, and that's exactly what happened.
Was it that bad?
It was. For me, it was, like I said. It's a mental game. It's really a mental game. If your head's not in it, you're not going to succeed. Your head's got to really be in it. You've got to get to that point in your
life. Head has to be in what?
You got to want to change. Your head's got to...
Okay, so in terms of the challenge you have to be in the right space.
You've got to be in the right space. If you're not in the right space, I don't think you're going to succeed at all. I think you're going to fall out.
Mm.
But I think having your head in the right sort of space, going, enough's enough, I need to change it up.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to go.
And that was your motivation for getting involved.
Just change.
Ryan, same question to you. What is the reasoning behind you wanting to, who are you, what do you do?
So I think much the same as Wayne. I'm a dad, I've got two kids. I play in financial services sector, and just challenging. I mean, turning kind of halfway there in terms of turning 45 this year. Just wanted to change the way I live my life in terms of eating, feeling healthy, and just being, good for my wife and my kids in terms of being able to have the energy that it takes to have two little boys. And I wasn't happy with my weight. And again, I think just adding to what Wayne said, if your head's not there, this is the second time that I've attempted this challenge. Gladly to say, the second time I have finished. The first time was a lot harder. Not to say this wasn't hard, but my head was there. My headspace, for me, it was a challenge for spirituality. I think the physical and family life in a positive way. Hence, that's why I've done it. I wanted to do it.
Yeah. All right, Rick. Rick, yourself.
Well, for me, it's more so when getting to that comfortable stage. You're looking at your body, you're waking up every day.
Mm.
The mirror doesn't seem to mirror the picture or the person that you want to be when you walk out. Being a sales rep.
How old are you?
And being on the road, I'm 41.
So everyone's over 40 here,
yeah.
In terms of the challenge, which is interesting itself. You say you aren't here. Okay, so all right, so just interesting to see that we got an older group of guys all wanting sort of some kind of change, and we'll get into that a little bit. Carry on.
Then being on the road, the unhealthy meals, the uncomfortableness, watching your body go through all these awful changes. And just not being happy. I mean,
it seems like you're all on the road, though. Yep. You all do something on the road. Because, I mean, you're also, Ryan, you're also, and Wayne, I mean, you're a paramedic, so you're pretty much assisting on the road. Yeah. You are the road.
Yeah, okay. And then basically COVID hit last year. So, I mean, that changed my lifestyle completely, becoming more couch potato-y, picking
up. I've heard called the COVID boat.
Forgot about that. Yeah, I started picking up that COVID body.
Like COVID virus.
Yeah. that extra weight tie around the waist, the muffin top, as I said before.
Yeah.
So for me, when the challenge came about, I thought, no, this is something for me to start that change. Like the other guy said, spiritually, mentally, you start to prepare, and you take it head on. I mean, I've done many challenges before, and I've never, ever completed them in my life. And this is the first one where I've actually ran till the last.
All right, let's bring Helen in, yeah? Helen.
Yes.
Helen's quite shy on the mic, eh? Until she gets warm, then we're going to be another problem. So Helen, tell me a little bit about Fat to Fit. What's the challenge? Because the guys are all talking about weight loss and this, and they're getting their heads in and that. What is Fat to Fit?
Basically, it's to teach people how to change their lifestyle, to eat better, to train. Anybody can go on a 12-week challenge with insane diets, but they can't be maintained. So we teach them to do everything in moderation, not elimination, to change their lives. And I think with all three of these guys, not only the physical aspect, but also their lives have changed for a positive. Am I correct?
We're having a chat. I'm getting a certain feeling that everybody feels a lot better about themselves compared to what I heard your mindset was at the start of why you joined the challenge. And there seems to be a mindset change. And we're going to get into that a little bit now as well. But so Fat to Fit is a 12-week challenge, and what's the premise of it? Like, I mean, well, do you give these guys a way forward? Like, is there structure? What's the structure? How does it work?
We give them a basic outline of what they should be eating. Hmm. We do create groups on WhatsApp, and yeah. we're in constant contact with them. But yeah. we give them guidelines for eating, for training. We say no a lot. We yell at them a lot. We help them.
No a lot.
No a lot. Oh, okay. No a lot. All right.
Basically, everybody's lifestyle is different. Everybody, yeah. in everyone's life, there is a cause and effect, and everybody has different things that affect their lives.
What do you do, Helen? Because you didn't say what you do, and you didn't mention your age. We're not going to ask a lady your age.
No.
You just said you're not 40. 29.
51.
51, okay.
51. All right. I'm actually a personal trainer at Top Box Gymnasium in Douglasdale, Falls.
Okay. All right, lovely. Okay. So you give them a set of guidelines, and yeah. then there's a monitoring system on it.
Yes, sort of there is very close monitoring.
Say no a lot?
Okay. And our jobs are basically to keep these guys on track, because everybody goes off the rails. Mm. We have to steer them in the right direction. If they have a problem, or if there's a trauma, or something happens in their lives, we need to teach them how to work around it, because doing a 12-week challenge like that is actually mental warfare. It is.
So that's what I was picking up. I was picking up now from what you guys were just saying now, is that you had to prepare yourselves. And Ryan, you spoke about doing this before. Yes. So you've done this, you've attempted this before.
I've attempted this before. And
what was for you the difference between the last time and this time? Why was there a difference? What was the difference? What was the difference?
I'm going to say Helen. No, I think the difference between the last time and the first time, I think I didn't realize the actual mental challenge that it took to actually complete it, and not just complete it, to maintain it and enjoy it. I think that's the main thing is, for me, the first time it was, you know, I want to lose weight, and that was really it. Whereas the second time was a little bit more intimate, from a spiritual perspective, as well as my own family, just my work environment, and looking at it really holistically, I think is what made me make the change and made me complete the second time round, is that it was an understanding that this was more of a mental challenge more than anything else, and to be consistent and maintain it going forward, not just for a period of time.
So do you think it was a lot more than just weight loss?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Because I'm looking at you guys, and I mean, and funny the way you guys are seated here. We got like big to small. So like, for the guys listening here. So Wayne, you started this journey. What did you weigh in at?
Weighing at 130 kilos.
Okay, so there's nothing small about. How tall are you?
You're asking a question.
6'4". 6'2".
Yeah, 6'4". Thereabouts.
You're tall.
Yeah, I'm a tall chap.
Okay. Ryan, what did you weigh in, and what was your starting weight?
It was 98.
Okay.
Apparently.
All right.
I'm an
okay.
98.
All right. And you are 5 foot? 4.
I'm not a hobbit. I'm just over hobbit size. I'm about 1.7, I think.
5'10".
Yeah, about that.
Okay. All right. Rickard?
I was about 64 plus kgs.
All right. So we got.
Sorry. 74 plus kgs.
Okay. But so we got a range of almost 30 kilograms here. You got 130, 100, just as a ball rounds off, and the 70. Yeah. So there's 30 kilogram difference here in you guys. Now, I look at you, Rick, and I go, like, what do you want to lose? Like, why would you enter a weight loss challenge? Or is it not a weight loss? Is it, like, the wrong word to use? Is it not a weight loss challenge? I mean, go straight back to Helen here. Helen, is it a weight loss challenge, or is it a body transformation? Is that, like...
Body transformation. It's a change.
I'm looking at the three guys sitting here. I'm thinking, like, why would you want to lose weight, Rick?
It's a lifestyle change. Yeah. That's what it is. It's something that you can learn from and carry on with the rest. Yeah, live by for the rest of your life.
It's a lifestyle.
Right. Make healthy
choices.
And that's
what you guys have found, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we're going to get a little bit more into some of the challenges that you guys had to face and some of the difficulties and then some of the things that were maybe a little bit weird on the challenge. Helen's told me some stories and she's probably going to fill us in a little bit more. Castle. Yeah, it's Early Late Show with me, Stephen Castle, and it's Castle Council. And in studio is the Fat to Fit crew. And that was Carl Malcolm with Hey Fatty Boom Boom. That was an old song. I found that in the archives, and it really sounded old. Hey Fatty Boom Boom. Which of you guys aren't anymore?
Correct.
Well done. It was like dead silence. It was like you're waiting for me to take it back. Okay, so we go on this journey, and I want to. You guys are talking now. We were talking off air. Just that you guys weighed. You weighed in on Wednesdays, and you weighed in every second week. What is the reason for the every second week? Was that what's the process of that, Helen?
Basically, just to monitor them closely.
Why every 2 weeks? Why not every day? Like.
No, because that'll drive you insane. You've got to give your body time to change.
Okay. Well, you're talking like I know. I don't know. I'm asking. Okay. Is that actually... You guys must have had a hard time.
Yeah.
You guys look broken, eh?
We were scared to send those messages through.
So what messages are you sending through? What's the monitoring process about, Helen? How does that work?
So basically, every day they have to send us the food journal. Everything, stating everything they've eaten that entire day and everything that they've had to drink, whether it's coffee, tea, water, and then every single day. And they have to send, if they've done exercises, if they have a recording system on their watches, we need that as well.
So like a discovery thing that we
yes, do yeah, that. Like an app. If they don't, we need to know what they did.
All right, okay, so... What is that process like? I mean, do you have to remember everything you eat every day? Is that something that's pretty easy, or how was that typically? Like, it's almost like being at like you have to like send in a report. Is that like a way of monitoring or
yes.
being accountable? I would imagine it's accountable because I think when did you do your food like your sending? Like when did you do it? At the end of the day, or did you do it the next day? What is the process? Like what did you follow? Rick, what is your...
Well, we were given a daily schedule in terms of the times, the latest time that we could actually send through our journals. You know, because Helen was with a stick literally after a specific time if it weren't sent. You were sent fair warning.
Okay,
you
sent it on the same day typically, all right? And then... What the process of going through that, Ryan, what is the process of that?
Well, I mean, you know, as Ricard said, that we got given a kind of guideline, and that guideline was really to try and maintain three square meals a day at specific times, and then, a certain amount of hours in between, you would have your snacks, and then, like Ricard and Helen said, is you'd send it on a daily basis. I think it's to try and... What I found was that it puts you into a routine. So it gets you into a comfortable routine to start sending, and you start watching your body adjust, funny enough, to start really wanting to have your meals at specific times versus just eating whenever you feel hungry or you've forgotten a meal, so you'll pick up later in the day.
You speak about eating three meals a day, and then this, what is the typical diet? I mean, so how did it work, Wayne? What was the process that you went through? In terms of your eating, your day?
So, again, coming back to what the guy said, there was a set of guidelines given. You had to have your breakfast, then your snack, your lunch, your snack, and then a dinner.
So that's 5 meals a day?
That was
or five things to eat?
Yeah, five things to eat.
Yeah.
So you're typically trying to eat every 3 hours.
What's the purpose? Why, Helen?
Because it takes your body 2.5 to 3 hours to digest your food, and that is to keep your metabolism going.
Why can't you just eat once a day?
Because then your body will actually go into starvation mode. That whole story about it's not an old wives' tale when they say your body will think it's a famine. It will. Mm. It will store the fat that you have and take all the energy that from your muscles.
Yeah.
and you will lose muscle mass and store fat.
So the process is to feed your body and...
You have to eat to lose weight.
Okay, so you've got five meals a day.
Yeah.
Broken up. And then the process of that, what weren't you allowed to eat, Wayne?
typically, yeah, we've got to stay away from the refined sugars or complete sugars. Just stay away from is a no-no.
Refined refined.
Jeez, like it. Refined sugar, so your chocolates, your sugars in your coffees.
You mean that white stuff?
That white stuff. Okay. That horrible stuff that doesn't make you feel so good afterwards.
They call it the modern cocaine. I've heard it.
Yeah. Helen's got a story about something else about heroin as well. So
apparently it's right up there on the addiction scale with heroin.
Oh, really?
Sugar. Mm. That's why it's so hard to cut out.
Okay, so let's cut quickly to the end when you get back to what you're saying now. You guys have cut out sugar.
Yeah.
And now a week ago you finished this challenge. Are you back on sugar?
No.
Why?
I feel better without it, honestly.
Is it general? Because people always say like you need sugar for energy.
No, for me, with the challenge, we were also given to go a little bit ahead. Throughout the challenge, we're only given one cheat day. And on that cheat day, I tried sugars in my coffee. I tried.
How long into the challenge was that?
It was about maybe 4 weeks into the challenge. Yeah. 4 weeks. That was our first and only cheat. Yeah. And I just couldn't stomach the taste. I could not have my mouth.
So you could literally reduce sugars in your diet now, even.
I think on my side, very similar. I've got quite a sweet tooth, so it was quite difficult to cut out the sweets. But finding now over the last 12 weeks, I'm starting to fulfill myself with a lot more healthier options, which I didn't think before would actually do anything for my body. But finding myself a lot less tired, a lot more energetic than what I did before. Whereas now if I polish off something and I have a chocolate, it literally just takes all the energy out of me straight away. Whereas not having it and giving a substitute for it, so for example, one or two blocks of dark chocolate, simply kills that craving straight away and it gets done. Or having something, you know, a sugary fruit.
Dark chocolate and chocolate. What's the big deal with that? You mentioned dark chocolate like it was a reward. What's the dark chocolate story, Helen?
Dark chocolate is apparently healthier. I don't know if it facilitates in weight loss, but it is... What are you doing?
Destroying the studio. Don't worry about it. It came out.
I think you should send Wayne home. He's breaking the things.
He's supposed to fix things that are broken. Isn't he the paramedic? Okay, so
dark chocolate, like red wine, they say is healthy.
Healthier option.
Yes, okay. Healthier option.
All right, so when you spoke about, without breaking the mic any further, you spoke about the sugars was part of the thing. What else was the part of the eating?
So yeah, cutting out the unhealthy carbs.
Yeah.
And alcohol was a big no-no, although it was a challenge for some of us. Ryan.
I have one word for you, Wayne. Vodka.
Somebody just got thrown under the bus. All right, let's bring Ryan in at this moment. Ryan, tell us, why were you just picked out for the alcohol done?
Because I broke that rule several times. When I said earlier that it's a huge mental challenge, I work in an industry that is renowned for functions and doing a lot of things, being out, having lunches, that kind of thing. So it was very difficult for me to cut it out in its entirety. So in saying that, I still had in my mind, in terms of my self challenge for me mentally, I managed to get through it, I think, fairly well. But there was the challenge of creating the alcohol. And I think one of the things that came to me out of it is typically most of us on a day after a night out, you typically eat a lot unhealthier than you would normally.
Bubble us food.
And I found with the challenge for me personally, it got to a point where I was waking up in the morning and having the healthier option in its entirety. So having, you know, eggs with avo, With a little bit of olive oil to get the greasiness in, as opposed to going and having a toasted burger or a toasted ham and cheese or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And finding, you know, fulfilling myself with sparkling water as opposed to a Coke or something like that the following day, started to become a little bit more easier for me to do, which again wasn't 100% correct, but it's got me to that point of sustainability. And I think the fact that this can be an actual lifestyle choice as opposed to just mixing and matching as you go day by day.
But Helen, let's bring you in here. And just general consensus tells me that the award for the biggest drinker would have to go to Ryan.
And Wayne's hot on his heels.
Okay, so
Rickard was like prize student.
Okay, we're going to get to Rick. But so Wayne, tell me now, you threw him under the bus. Was that so you didn't have to go? Were you also delving a little bit into it?
I definitely did. But coming back to what Ryan said, I think the biggest thing here is creating a healthy balance. Mm. So whereas beforehand, it would have only been unhealthy choices all the way. Mm. Whereas now, even though you still had those cravings, because we're all human, we're still going to have the cravings regardless. Mm. Having that craving, but then knowing the line to draw there and not going over that. Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
And still maintaining the healthy lifestyle, the active lifestyle. I think if we had gone into it completely being told nothing at all, this is the guidelines you'll follow, I think it would have been 10 times harder. I know for me, I speak for myself, being a first time challenge, it would have taken, I don't think I would have finished. So having that, Helen was rich. We were accountable to Helen. I think that was the best part about it, that she was guiding you all the way. If you stepped out of line here, she'd cut this out, more of that. And I think if we were kind of left at the end of the challenge to say it was sustainable. We were told
you can continue.
Because it wasn't so hard to cut absolutely everything out. It was a gradual process.
So Rick, you don't drink?
No, I do.
Very confident. It's like almost like I missed out. I could have had a couple more and still come in third.
No. We keep on saying the mentality. For me, like I said, the challenge was for me to fulfill it. Yeah. Had I strayed, I think I would have not completed the challenge completely. So I also, with all due respect and apologies to all my to all the friends out there, I avoided being around certain
socially
because of
that. Is that quite a strange thing though? That like if you don't drink, you're not socially available.
For me, like I said, it weren't that. It was just more so I wanted to get. I didn't want any distractions.
You didn't want that sort of temptation.
That temptation, you know, and also, like I said, part distraction as well. So for me, mentally, I just had to keep myself focused. We keep on mentioning the term lifestyle changes. This has become a lifestyle change. Not in its entire, in its totality in terms of that it's fixed, that you have to do X, Y, and Z. It's not. It's lifestyle choices for you. It's a guideline choice for you.
You understanding what works for you.
Yes.
All right.
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course you can.
You know, Stephen, there are two things in life that people don't like being accountable for, and that's their finances and their physique. And the one thing I loved about these guys were they were fully accountable. They knew if they had vodka or beer or pizza, they were going to get a smack upside the head, but they put it on their journal anyway. They never lied, and I loved that about them.
All right, well, that's very impressive. I would put the domain. Yes, it's Castle Council. It's Tuesday night, and in studio with me is the Fat to Fit crew, Wayne, Ryan, Rickard, and Helen. Sounds like I'm announcing a public group here. You guys going to break into a song for me? Do us a bit of... What was that song? That was Fat Bottom Girls, Queen. Yeah, fat bottom girls queen. And we obviously the theme tonight is fat. Even though we've discovered that it's not really a weight loss challenge, which you guys went on. It was more a personal journey, which included body transformation, from what I can gather. Is that the best way to explain it?
Yeah,
completely.
Okay. We got a WhatsApp line. Well, we got a WhatsApp. Listen to me again. We have WhatsApp in the studio. The number is 064-536-8228. That's 064-536-8228. Wayne said I must do it slowly so his wife can get it because she's not that fast. 064-536-8228. In case you want to send any messages to or any questions for them. And if you've got any dirt on these guys, you can like to let me know about it on the WhatsApp line. I'd love to hear some of it. I'd love to hear some things. All right, guys, so yeah, just in terms of the what you guys have been through, what would you say was the singular most difficult thing about what the 12 weeks? What is the singular most... You're all going to have a turn. Don't worry, Ryan. You're all going to get a turn. I know you said, well, he must go first so you can think. But Wayne?
Yeah, for me, the hardest part was entering it. I'm very self-conscious about my body. And I think I even said to the FetTifa team that if there weren't results of this, you'd find me hanging from a tree, because genuinely having my picture put on social media just...
Was your picture up on social media?
Yeah, can you believe it? I actually going to put my photo on social media. But
is that your fat picture?
That's your fat picture.
Your before picture?
From my before picture.
Okay.
But it made you work that much harder to see results, or for me at least. I needed to see results, and I was even more determined. Like I said, I'm very self-conscious about my body, and it's sad at the age of 40 that I am, but I think that's what the social world has become. Yeah. And the hardest challenge was entering it, and then from there it was...
Being exposed,
exactly right. Being vulnerable.
Tell me, how do you feel now?
New man.
Is it?
Yeah, $1 million, yeah.
So you're taking that shirt off and you're strutting that stuff. Okay, well, that's fantastic. All right, Rick, let's get to you. What for you was the single most difficult thing? You guys don't work well with mics.
Clearly. Okay. I think it was just maybe getting the basic eating plans right. The food, cutting out food.
Cutting out what you currently were doing wrong.
Yes.
And then finding out you can eat right.
Yeah, but what I must say is that starting the challenge, I mean, Helen was hard. I mean, it was just like, no. You know, it's not even like you can try this for today and gradually stop. It was from day one. You just had to cut carbs. You had to cut processed food. You had to
So you weren't allowed carbs in the diet?
No.
Not in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So what's the beginning and when did carbs come into it? What was the process there, Helen?
We usually bring carbs in after about 2 weeks. Because you've got to basically cut out everything to get your system clean.
Okay. So for the first 2 weeks, it's no carbs.
No carbs.
And typically, for those who don't understand what a carb is, or the lack of ability to Google what a carb is.
Your complex carbs are your potatoes, your sweet potatoes, your rice, stuff like that. Processed carbs, bread rolls, bread.
Wouldn't beer fall under that?
With your process. Look, you know what? If it's made in a factory, stay away from it.
Ryan, did you have beer in the first 2 weeks?
Yes, I did.
Helen, did he put that in his food journal anywhere?
Beer?
Yes, in the first 2 weeks. In the first 2 weeks?
No, he didn't have beer in the first two weeks.
There was a difference, but I did have it during the course of the
Ryan
is very red.
Instead of actually putting in there 1 6-pack of Castle, he'd go 6 times beers. What?
Can't you, he was hoping to do 5 and the 6 had to happen.
No,
okay.
6 and a little X and beers.
Okay, so no carbs. Okay, and then you were saying about the difficulty was learning...
Yeah, like I said, the difficulty was learning what or how to substitute. So in terms of substitution, with your rices, your white rices and that, I got into the cauliflower and broccoli family, which wasn't my best friend before.
Really? So did you eat cauliflower and broccoli before?
Not much of it.
Okay, and now?
Now it's my substitute to rice.
Because I must tell you straight out, I mean, I hate Both those. I mean, they're not my friends.
I think you should join Fat to Fit.
I can't eat cauliflower or broccoli. I just... I can eat it raw. Yeah.
He has cottage pie with no potato.
No potato.
A potatoless cottage pie.
It's not cottage pie. It's just mince. All right, so cauliflower, how did you get into it? Like, what was the process of getting into it? If you never really doubt it, why didn't you eat it before?
Well, look, it's like I said, we're building this lifestyle complex or lifestyle change. You start Googling, you start Instagramming, you start looking at these food groups and these different, you start following certain chefs or certain fitness
influences.
Yeah. You know, and you tend to learn from them, because what may not work for you may work for someone else.
Yeah.
So with trying that, you start to enjoy the taste.
So you never ate cauliflower broccoli before in excessive amounts?
No.
Was that because you didn't like the taste?
It's because I wasn't interested.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's an honest answer. So you weren't interested in it, and then you sort of you thought, well, one of the few things that I am allowed is that, so let me go and look and see ways I can eat it.
What I can eat it, how I can eat it, how I can prepare it. I mean, I've never fried cauliflower or broccoli before.
Fried cauliflower.
Yeah, over the flame. Put it over the flame.
And did you do that? Fried cauliflower?
I didn't do that, but I mean, I've now started eating a lot of cauliflower, mashed cauliflower, replacement for pasta, cauliflower, spaghetti. And it's amazing. I mean, I eat broccoli raw like there's no tomorrow. I love it.
That's cruelty to cauliflower. Just the same. Picking that cauliflower, eating is cruelty. Just leave that thing alone. It doesn't want to be. Just let it grow. I mean, come on, guys. No. All right. So you had to. That was for you one of the hardest things about this.
And then, like you said, like we say, it becomes routine, because now, you with your meal prepping on a daily basis, because of the five meals that you're trying to incorporate on a daily basis,
Is it five meals, like full? Is it five like meals? Like it just sounds like a lot of food.
No, not. I mean, your three basic meals is your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner.
Yeah.
And then in between, you're doing your snacking.
Okay.
But like I said, you've got to keep it. As Helen said before, you it's time. You time yourself, or in the beginning you didn't, but then once you start this pattern, you tend to realize, okay, at this particular time, or have, you know, did I have this or did I have that?
Yeah.
You know, the constant reminder. Like I said, most of our lifestyles are all different. So being on the road, you know, you don't look at the time.
Yeah.
Whereas you could just pop into a McDonald's, you could pop into your garage, grab a pie, grab whatever it was. You know,
cauliflower pie.
Don't you find it strange now that Helen, if you don't know what the time is, your body will tell you it's time to eat?
Yeah, definitely.
So say that again, Helen. I didn't catch that first part.
Even like Rickard said, now when you're traveling a lot, they don't actually realize the time, and then they skip meals and skip snacks. But now after the 12 weeks, their bodies will tell them when it's time to eat.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Yeah. You hear the worms, the growling.
Okay. So your body's got accustomed to...
The hangry.
The hangry. Okay. So that for you was what the challenge that you faced, was that learning new ways of eating
and also cutting out, yes.
Cutting out. Ryan, your the difficulty for you, the single thing, besides not drinking?
The single biggest challenge for me was my mental challenge. I mean, it just, somebody that hasn't eaten consistently or 3 square meals a day for probably the last 15, 18 years, it just eats whenever I need to. I mean, that's just what my job entails.
Your job entails that you don't eat?
Well, it entails that I'm on the road a lot and with customers, and you just lose track of time. So you just don't have a set time to eat. So the mental challenge for me was that, and being consistent every day. For me, that was the single biggest challenge. It's probably one of the hardest.
So, how did you get past that challenge? How did you make that part of your?
Well, with the help of Helen and the rest of the team, and just my wife and my kids were, I think, also played an integral part in that. Would always kind of just congratulate me and remind me of kind of where I'm trying to get to with the journey. And just waking up every day and kind of just getting into that mode.
From a guy that never really ate consistently, how did you change that? What was the change that allowed you to eat consistently now?
For me, it's the energy that I have, the fact that I'm just a lot more energetic in the kind of food I'm eating. And I think, like Helen mentioned earlier, my body is now telling me by 8:30 in the morning, I am as angry as anything because I haven't eaten.
Okay, but you still got the same job.
I've still got the
same job. So how are you eating now when you couldn't eat before?
I've just saying that my health is more important.
So you're making the time.
I'm making the time to do it. And that for me was a challenge because you have family, you have kids, everybody has their own set of challenges in their own life. And it's just taking that step back and saying, this needs to be good for me. If I'm not good, if I'm not healthy, everything else is going to fall apart to a degree.
Yeah.
So that was the toughest for me.
Wayne, you got quite a demanding job in terms of sort of irregular. Yeah. If I had to say, like, Ryan goes to work, Rickard goes to work, you guys have got a day, and you got appointments through the day. But, you know, your job is you're pretty much on standby as a paramedic. You get called, boom, you got to go, and you could be stuck in an accident for a couple of hours where that's your meal time.
Yeah, so being a shift
you
worker,
stop somebody and say, just don't bleed, I need to finish my child.
I wish that was that easy.
Helen's going to give me...
if I knew it was going to... Yeah, I was going to go over curfew, as Helen would call it, you know. I'd definitely message Helen and say, look, we're in for a busy night.
Yeah.
But being a shift worker is not easy. You got to...
So what was the key for you then in that? In how would you get past that stopping for that pie?
So that was part of the whole mental game to say I was determined to see the results. Mm. So your preparation, you had to... For me, I had to prepare daily. So if I was on shift the next day, I would ensure that I had my meals prepared and I packed my little cooler box and ensure that I took it with. There's nothing healthy to order out there. So it was easy just to stop and get a garage pie or stop and get McDonald's because it was open till midnight and it was easy. But preparation was the hardest part, but the end results was worth all of it.
And now the process continues.
Process continues.
Is that just the habit now?
Just it's the habit. It's the lifestyle. It's the lifestyle that I think.
There's a very good saying that I always think of in terms of the business world and in terms of probably your challenge as well. That if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail. And I think it goes hand in hand with what you're saying. Yeah. That if you don't get ready or you not put yourself in a position to be successful, you're not going to be successful.
So you know. Also, coming. Sorry, Rickard. If I knew I was working shift, I'd ensure that I'd got training in the day before and afterwards. So also minimal sleep is played a big no-no on my side. So you needed to ensure that you were preparing before or afterwards because you couldn't train while you were on shift.
Yeah. Yeah, Rick?
No, we keep on mentioning the eating part. We're failing to mention that we also had to train.
Yeah.
Had to train? Was that a pre Helen? Yeah. Had to train? Was that part
yes,
of it?
Had to train.
Something? Every day?
Every. No, we were pushing for 5 days a week.
Okay, all right. So, yeah.
So basically with that, sometimes with work commitments, you wouldn't get in that session that you'd like, but mentally, because you felt you felt right, or you had the energy because you're eating right, sometimes you could put away that you know, you could put that training session in the bag, so to say.
Yeah.
You know, and then make up for it at a later stage. So, you know, with all of that, that the training did play a good part because we also had to give feedback on that.
On that, yeah. Okay, lovely. All right, yes, we're back in studio with the Fatty Fit crew. Why has it gone so soft? Maybe I should just turn my headphones up. Turn the mic up thinking, why is this mic not working? It's actually not the mic, it's my headphones. All right, so Helen.
Yes.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Which?
Who was the good?
Rick.
He didn't drink.
he was actually like the perfect student.
Perfect student, yeah. A little suck up, eh? I actually just hate that guy. You can give me the kick his ass in the studio afterwards. I'll meet you outside. Okay, the good, the bad.
Hey, bad and ugly are shared equally between those two.
Okay. We'll leave that award between the two. Somewhere between it, somebody was bad and somebody was ugly. Ugly bad could be the same thing.
But I think Ryan takes the cake. He kept me fit running around for him. He nearly gave me a heart attack by eating cabanossi for 3 days.
Cabanossi, well done, Ryan. So tell me, well, I'm looking at the quickly as we tie this up, the weight loss is here. Ryan, you came in just on 5 kilograms. Rick, you lost just on 6 and weighing just under 10 for the loss. Is that goal weights where you are right now, or is that just on your way to the where you want to be? Where is that?
For me, I think with the whole lifestyle change, I went over in terms of weight loss.
Okay.
So I need to, as advised by Helen, I need to pick up in terms of muscle, where my goal weight was supposed to be around 70, 71.
You ended up on?
On 60, about 68.
Okay, so you are a bit under.
So a bit under, yeah. But I think, like I said, it's the whole lifestyle, the whole change, yeah. You know, the eating.
You know how to get there now yourself.
Yeah.
Ryan?
I'm about another 3.5 kilos away from my goal weight still. I need to lose a bit more.
Yeah.
But I think, like you mentioned, I had mentioned earlier, it's now, for me, it's a lifestyle, which I'm set in at the moment. And it's just now maintaining that.
Because you guys went through Easter as well, eh?
That's right.
You went through Easter as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wayne, yourself?
Yeah, for me, it's put me on a journey to lose more. I feel good where I am, but I'm not stopping here. I'm on my way.
All right, fantastic news. Helen?
Yes.
Tell us about how do people find out about the challenge? You doing more of these?
Yes, we are. I think our next one is starting mid or towards the end of May.
All right, and how do people find you?
On Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah.
Fat2FitSA, and it's the number 2.
Fat2FitSA, the number 2. Not doing number 2s, the number 2. And they can find you on that page and get hold of you and find out when your next challenge
absolutely,
is.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. All right. Well, that's pretty simple as that. Gentlemen, lady, thank you for coming in, guys, and telling us your story and sharing your triumphs. And, you know, maybe we must get you back in 6 months and see what's happened. And then you'd be hold you accountable to our listeners and say, listen, did you get that extra down? Did you pick up that muscle you're supposed to pick up, Rick? That's after they beat you up outside for being a good boy. and then see where you guys are and see how it goes. But thank you very much for coming in, guys. It's been fun.
Thank you. And
I'm sure our listeners learned a little bit about what they can do for themselves. So thanks, guys. And remember from myself, as we end up Castle's Council every time, remember, guys, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. I'm Stephen Castle. Catch you next time. Castle.